Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right, 5 o'clock in the Motor City. So, oh, Jesus.
Sorry, Mike, I have to cut you off.
This is presented by...
This breaking news powered by Radio.com Sports, brought to you by the midsize Metros from Mercedes-Benz Vans. I don't know how you're going to take this, but there's no easy way to tell you. Dan Graziano, ESPN. Eli Manning will hold a news conference Friday to announce his retirement from football.
Wow.
Good. Get out. Held up, held the damn organization hostage. He's the reason we're this bad. He's the one who brought in the Gettleman regime because he forced ownership to hire a bunch of yes men. People who would keep him as a starter. People who would keep him in his precious little job. He did this to us. Yeah, great. You won us a couple Super Bowls. You were a 500 quarterback otherwise. If your last name was Smitherman, you wouldn't have been around for the second Super Bowl. Average ass.
As Adam Schefter said just now, end of an era.
An era that should have ended 4 or 5 years ago.
What a legend.
Hall of Famer.
Mouth-breathing idiot.
He's a great football player.
You listen to me. He made a couple of big throws in the Super Bowl. Other than that, it was the defense that did their job, all right? Hey, newsflash.
Oh, just like his brother.
Yeah, you win a Super Bowl 17-7. Here's a newsflash. You didn't play well.
Oh, yeah, so him and Peyton are the same then. They won because of their defense.
We held one of the better Patriot offenses of all time to 7 points, but I got to hear about Eli and that blank look on his face. He made one throw to Manningham that year. And the David Tyree thing, that was a hell of a lot more about Tyree than it was Eli. Oh, you got away from a guy grabbing your shirt. Oh! He held us hostage. Eli Manning towards the end was a terrorist. Then I had to look at Gettleman. I had to look at Pat Shurmur. I had to watch this team pass on Sam Darnold. Screw you, man. Get out. It's why we're this bad. And guess what? You guys laughing? You driving home? It's hee-hee-ha-ha time on 696? Let me help you with something. Matthew Stafford's going to do the same thing to you. So you think you like the flavor? Just wait. Oh, that flavor is going to be all up in your mouth soon enough as Stafford holds you hostage. You wait. You wait. No, it works that way. Don't you worry.
I assume we'll carry that live on Friday, the press conference.
Yes, we will.
I guess what? Okay. I won't be here, so you do whatever the hell you want. Now, by the way, too, I do apologize. I know this week is weird. I didn't plan on it this way. I made plans months ago to take a couple days off later in the week. I didn't realize MLK Day was this week when I made those plans. Sorry. So automatically, it was going to be a two-day work week. Yesterday, I had work stuff to do. Now, I can't get into some of that, but I had to fly to Philadelphia to corporate. We working on some stuff, some special project stuff. So if you like our show and you like us, potentially, no promises, we got to see if this comes together, there might be some other stuff for you. So it ends up being this weird, goofy one-day work week. So I do apologize. I didn't plan on it that way. I didn't know that was going to be yesterday until a couple weeks ago. And then my other plans were already locked. Oh, what am I going to do? So it's like bizarro world. We're trying to put a week into a day. And I also want to tell you, I do apologize for Wojo's lackluster effort yesterday as I was in the Philadelphia airport listening to this show. He pulls that again, I'm going to have a real problem. Come here to work. You fill in for this show, come here to work. Or don't bother. That routine yesterday, being all butthurt because his Derrick Rose opinion is objectionable. It's awful. Well, I'm okay if he doesn't get traded. I like watching it. Let me keep it real simple, and then we're going to get to the Tua report. You have to view the Pistons' medical diagnosis right now. They've just been diagnosed with cancer. You have to get treatment. Trading Rose and Drummond and everything you have is the treatment. sitting here and not doing it, you sit here and you opt for death. That's it. I don't want to hear about how he likes to watch him while he gets all buzzed up on gin. Nobody cares, dude. It's like David saying the earth's flat. Cool opinion. You're an idiot. Oh, you can have your opinion, but you're dumb. So it's not that we are, as a show, like I like how he pulled that yesterday. You guys. No, no, who's the you guys? It's you versus Bogey. Banter. It's what you're paid to do. What are you guys? Because I wasn't here yesterday. Now, if you want me, I'll be here. Trot that Derrick Rose opinion out in front of me. You nuts? It's not that you're not welcome to your opinion. It's that we are welcome to call you a functioning idiot, which on that opinion, you are. There is no opinion that Derrick Rose staying here is smart. There is no opinion that Drummond staying here is smart. There is no opinion that Langston... Guys, you have cancer. You need the treatment. The Pistons have NBA cancer. They have to get treatment. They have to trade, get some assets, get rid of the expirings. That's it. So there can be other opinions, but they're bad. They're not bright. That's not an issue of, oh, you don't like others. No, 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 no. I'll have a debate when there's a debate to have. There's no debate. The earth is round, right? There's no debate. Cancer sucks. There's no debate. Puppies are cute. There is no debate. The Pistons have to trade their growth. That's it. So that's all. I want to apologize. I don't control who fills in. That was a shameful performance by Bob but yesterday. You don't want to work for 4 hours? Cool. That's why you're doing 40 minutes tonight. Okay? Don't come here for 4 hours and not want to play. You got to play. Jesus. And you know what? I want to apologize for David and Sully and Roberto for not doing their jobs yesterday. As I sat
don't
there
bring
in the
us into this.
I got to bring you in. Yesterday, I'm sitting there at the airport and I'm going, damn it, where is David to take a 2x4 to the back of Wojo's skull? Where is Sully to go, Bob, stand down?
Wojo threatened me, so I couldn't do anything.
What?
He verbally threatened me.
What did he do?
He said, oh yeah, don't do it.
Okay. I just, listen, when I leave, I want to feel secure that we have people sitting in these chairs that want to try. I felt like he didn't want to try yesterday. Look at how quiet the rest of these guys get. You like that?
Oh, you're saying we don't have to add anything, do you?
What a collection of chicken bleeps. I mean, my goodness.
Listen, you've said it all. You've done it all.
Okay, Howard. You guys, I'll tell you what. All right, we'll get the calls in a second. And I promised you to update. I will do it. I want to stay timely on this. Mike, do you want to play it now or should we wait?
I'd say we wait a little bit.
Ticket
and
text.
You're not going to want to miss this. It's good audio.
All right, calm down. Ticket text first, and then we'll get to it all. Go ahead.
I'm just worried Drummond goes to the Mavericks and we take on Hardaway.
All right, Hardaway has turned himself into a better player than I ever imagined. Hardaway has turned into a nice player. I'm not interested in that contract at all. But, let's remember a couple things. A, you got to spend money. B, you're getting rid of $28 million to take on, what's Hardaway make, 17? Does that sound about right?
Yep.
You'll also be losing Reggie Jackson, that's 18. You're also losing Derrick Rose. That's 7.5. You're also losing Langston Galloway, which is what? What's Langston making? I mean, it's decent. They gave him decent money, $7 million a year. They do 3 at 21 with him?
Yes. $7 million.
Okay. You got to have some money on the roster. I don't love it. If it's the only functioning body I could get, I wouldn't be opposed. Because, guys, here, if you want to let him walk away for free and you want to create a max salary slot, hey, I get it. You got to show me there's a management team here capable of recruiting a max player. And then really, guys, what are we talking about? Because Blake's dead. Go ahead, couple more.
Pistons need to just sell. I don't get what management is thinking right now.
But I like watching him while I drink.
We trade Rose to Golden State.
Mike,
would that be a fit?
You could trade Rose to hell. I don't care where you trade him. Get a first-round pick and move on. I think Philadelphia and the Lakers are the two spots. Get a first-round pick. See you later. Go play for a winner. Out.
I love Wojo. Yesterday was rough, though.
It was. Guys, and I only listened to about an hour at the airport. That is not acceptable when you are doing my show. Try, damn it. Try.
And someone asking your opinion on Jason Garrett, speaking of Giants.
Listen now. I have basically given up with my team. All right, we hired Freddie Kitchens, for Christ's sake. We hired Jason Garrett. We're hiring, like, every boner in the league. But Garrett is a head coach and Garrett is an OC are two different things. I don't know how to feel about Jason Garrett as an OC. I don't. Just like I don't know how to feel about Joe Judge. I don't know anything about anything. I don't know. Giants have like $90 million to spend. They got the number 4 pick in the draft. Guys, I don't know. All right? I'm right there with you as a Lion fan the last few years. My team's worse than you. Our winning percentage is 250 the last 5 years. All right? And that included a 10-win season. So how bad were the other four? 97-1.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.